Brock, please go lay down and stop making that noise.
You got a dog over?
Oh, I'm at my brother's house.
Oh, I just recently got your snap and I was like, does this bitch know that we're about to record? She's not at her house.
Oh, yeah. Is it the snap of Brock playing with that cat toy? Because
Yeah.
that was very cute.
Yeah.
His breath is really bad.
Oh, no.
He has been laying in one spot all fucking day, except for the one time where he tried to get up but couldn't get up because his legs don't work, and he slipped, and then it scared him and he pooped
Oh, what?
and then fell upon it.
Oh my
It was
God.
the whole situation. I think he was getting up because he had to poop, and then he slipped, and then he stress pooped. But I didn't know about the poop until after I lifted him up to get him outside, and then I
You
turned
should
around and there's just a
tell our listeners about this.
Oh, well, I'll just cut this and then put it into the middle because I already
Oh,
said it all.
okay.
I'm a really good editor, so you don't have to
It's
worry.
true. It's true.
But he's just other than that, he's been laying in one spot all day and he's choosing right now to get up and clack his little nails all over the floor and sniff underneath my feet.
What a little clacker.
Clickety clacker.
Clickety clacks.
Don't come back.
Nice. You can edit that out, probably. What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your premier hair removal podcast about life.
Culture.
And definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, hairless POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. I'm a regular amount of hair white lady, and I do IT job.
What's up, everyone? Hello, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You said the word okay, but you said it in a good way, and so now I'm confused.
You know, I overall, since last time I talked to you, life is fucking good. Things are
Oh,
going
good.
really well. The last 2 days, haven't had good sleep, and I've had a lot on my mind.
Gotcha. Okay.
But overall,
Okay.
fucking awesome, rad.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say overall, okay.
How are you doing?
I think I'm also doing okay.
Yeah.
I feel like today I'm in pretty good spirits, but I've also not been sleeping well. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to the weather in your portion of the West Coast, but it's hot as balls up here.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I think actually we are the only temperate region in America right now.
That's crazy.
It's like America's on fire.
Ugh. Ugh. Emotionally and morally and then
Right.
literally.
Yeah, I was it was a cool 60, 65 today. It was perfect.
Damn, baby. I'm so jealous. I shouldn't complain though. I'm in a pretty comfortable spot right now, but at night it does get really sweaty.
Yeah, I bet. I actually got sick again.
Come on.
I know. I went out last Thursday, and I don't know if I told you, but I joined a tennis class.
If you did, I forgot
So
it.
it's called tennis cardio, and it's pretty much just fucking drills. It's like tennis boot camp.
Is that fun?
Yes, I love it. It's perfect for me.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
I get super, super sweaty. I've gone to two of them now, and they've both been fantastic. I'm really into it. But last Thursday when I went, it was cold, and it got the fog rolled in early, because the fog rolls into San Francisco, but it rolled in early. And on my walk home, I was super sweaty, and then walked home in the cold. And I quickly took a shower, and then I met up with some friends for a few drinks, and I asked if we could sit outside for a little bit because I was still super hot. And I think that I probably caught a cold because of that.
Is that how that works?
I Googled it. I'm still not sure.
Because I feel like your grandma or whoever, like whatever old person there is in your life would tell you that when you were a kid, like,
yeah,
you can't, like, you'll catch it. You'll catch your death or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it happens in the cartoons.
Yeah. And there's like a thing in Italy where it, like, you're not allowed to go inside of a building if you're sweaty because they think the air conditioning will make you die.
Well, I mean, why do they call it a cold?
I'm pretty sure that the common cold is a virus.
But why is it called a cold?
That I don't know.
Does it make you cold?
I'm wondering if, like, if you are very cold, I wonder if it just, like, suppresses your immune system or something. Like, maybe you're more susceptible to viruses and bacteria, like, when you're cold. We're going to have to science bitch this next episode because I have no idea.
What if, like, you are always sort of carrying shit, and then when your immune system isn't working to its full potential, then the shit, like, takes advantage of that, you know? It's like mites. It's like dog mites. Like, dogs have these mites, but if their immune system is, like, fucked up, then the mites will attack them. But they always have the mites.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe, like, the cold virus lives within us all.
Yeah, the cold mites.
I did have a friend who got mono as an adult and was like, there's no way. Like, I haven't seen anyone. How could I possibly have gotten this? And maybe I've told this story before on the podcast because it was so bizarre. But her doctor was like, have you ever had mono previously? And she was like, yeah, in high school. And they were like, yeah, that's why. It just lives in you forever. So if you've been, like, really stressed out or, like, have another injury or something, it'll just come back sometimes.
Damn, mono mites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know why they call them mites? Because it might flare up again.
Stop it. I mean, please continue.
Mono mites is my favorite Transformer. Anyways, I went out for, so I actually had a great time. I went out for drinks with, like, my hot girl. It was like the hot girls of the building.
Ooh.
We all got together. So, like, four different units. We all went out and it was, like, so much fun. We went to this, like, fancy cocktail bar and we, like, gossiped and, like, everyone hates Karen in the building.
Karen.
And we all have, like, the same stories.
That's funny.
And the unfortunate part is that they shared a video with me of Karen, like, yelling at one of the neighbor's friends and, like, being racist and flipping them off. And I'm this is out of a fucking headline. Like, she is the perfect fucking Karen.
Oh, no, that's very disappointing. I was rooting for her.
I really was, too.
Yeah.
What a letdown.
Are you still going to take her cats to the vet?
I did.
Oh, you
take
already
her
did
and
it.
Her cats to the vet. Yeah. And it was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. She did. She did actually call me later that day, like, after we already gotten back. And I'm like, you can't fucking call. You can't even call me once a week.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be calling me.
Too many callings.
Yeah. And she basically was just like, I got into an argument with them on the phone and I just wanted your opinion to see if, like, you think I'm in the right or if I'm in the wrong. And I'm like, Karen, you're in the wrong. Like, you're always going to be in the wrong.
Yeah.
So she's ended up wanting to go to a different vet and she's going to find her own ride. So.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Poor Karen. She could have a TV show.
Let's pray for her.
Okay. This will be fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Is there, like, can you Google how to pray for someone? Is there a...
I mean, I certainly don't know, but I'm not supposed to Google things while we podcast. You get mad at me for that.
That's our homework.
Okay. Well,
DIY praying. Praying for dummies. I bet you there's a praying for dummies.
I bet you there is.
Ugh.
Okay.
But yeah, the girls, the girls of the building, like we created a special bond, and we're like in a group text, and we like have our inside jokes now, and we're just like constantly. I love that, like Karen gives us all something to bond over.
I feel like there's nothing that bonds you quite like a common enemy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But the girls are super cool, and tennis has been super awesome, and I've like met a bunch of new friends through tennis. I got sick, you know, the day after tennis, and I pretty much have been sick all week. And then yesterday I went to the second class, just still very phlegmy, but definitely sort of over the worst part.
Yeah.
So it was a little tough. The class was a little tough yesterday, but I managed to get through it. And I think by tomorrow or maybe even Sunday, I'll probably be 100%. I'm just like a little phlegmy. At the moment,
the fancy kind.
Yeah, it translates to phlegm in English. It's a French word.
Phlegm. Designer phlegm. It only comes from a certain region of phlegmania.
Don't worry about it. You won't have to know about this at all. but for us, yes, phlegm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope. I hope that 100% stays on track for you. I can't believe you got sick again already.
I know. That's 3 in like 2 months.
Yeah, what the hell?
But I did hella COVID tests like throughout the whole thing, and it's not COVID. So
that's cool.
I even went out on Friday, not like out, but there was a big pinball tournament that I was really looking forward to playing on Friday, the day that I had gotten sick. And I was like, well, it's not COVID. Like, I could go. I can mask up and go. Like, people used to go places sick all the time.
Yeah, it was rude, but we did all do it.
Yeah, everyone fucking did it. So I masked up and I went to this tournament, and it was at the place that's close to my house. And I was like, this is like a hardcore tournament. It's head to head, 2 strikes, you're out. So if you lose twice, you're out. Yeah, it's like super fast paced, super hardcore. So I was like, I just want to go. I probably won't play well because I'm not feeling very well. And like my second game, I got my first strike. So I was like, I'm going to be here for like half an hour and then I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. But it turns out I ascended that day.
You ascended?
I don't know what happened. I have like an out of finger experience because I was flipping my ass off and I like won my next 8 matches.
Oh my God.
To place 3rd overall. Out of like 50 people, and it was a $20 entry. Mm-hmm. So there was a big cash prize, and I ended up winning $160.
Oh my God, congrats.
Thank you.
That's real shit.
That is real shit. And honestly, I didn't even know, by the time I got eliminated, they were like, all right, Jackie's out, down to the last 2. And I was like, what? I thought I was probably like maybe 8th or something.
That's bananas.
Yeah. I mean, if I knew that, I probably would have tried a little bit harder.
maybe that's why it went so well.
Yeah, that's actually true. Probably.
You were like, I'm only going to be here for half an hour. So zero pressure on yourself.
But man, I barely remember any of it. I was in a fucking cough syrup haze.
Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, the PEDs, baby. Performance enhancing drugs. PPEDs. Pinball performance enhancing drugs. Pepeds.
Pepeds.
Don't tell anyone.
No, I won't. Pepeds, baby. Was it like an official thing? Did you get the points?
I did not. I did not get any whoppers. Okay. Yeah. Which is a shame. But as of this morning, the women's tournament that I played maybe 2 months ago, where I came in 2nd place. Did I tell you about this? Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you get like either your points weren't showing up or you only got partial or something?
That was for my tournament that I threw.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I played in this other tournament and I placed 2nd in this women's tournament down in Monterey. And like someone didn't do the paperwork properly or whatever, because it just never showed up in the ranking website until this morning.
Oh.
And so I got a shit ton of whoppers.
Hell yeah. I was going to call them ding dongs. I forgot what they were called.
Close, Jill. Close. So I got a shit ton of junior mints this go around. And I jumped from like 200 and something in the women's category to 16th in North America in like the women's category, the championship series for all of America. I am 16th.
That's bonkers.
Isn't that crazy? And I only have 3 events on there.
Yeah. Well, shit. I think we know your, I was going to say your New Year's resolution. That doesn't even make sense.
My mid-year's resolution.
Yeah. Like this is, you've got a journey ahead of you.
I do.
You're going for number one, baby.
She's getting a one this year for sure.
Hell yeah.
There's a big event coming up this weekend, and I leave tomorrow morning to go stay at the convention center where the big Bay Area pinball convention is happening this weekend.
Oh, that's exciting. Is somebody taking care of Uggsy for you?
Yeah. So someone's actually going to come by later. I told you earlier she's going to come before we were recording, but she's actually coming later tonight. To take care of Uggs, and then I'll be staying in a hotel. And I've been to this convention before, but I've never stayed. So I've always like had to be careful about how much I drink. But man, hall pass this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
I'm super, super excited. And this is the first year that this event is having a women's tournament.
Cool.
Yeah. So if I do well on here, I could easily squeak into the top 10.
Yeah, rank it up.
Yeah, which would be super fucking rad.
Oh, I'm already like, I know that we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, but I'm already excited for the next podcast so you can tell me about your weekend.
Hell yeah, me too.
It's gonna be so good.
But yeah, just been pinballing and trying to rest for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you can do when you get the sickies.
Right? What's been up with you?
Not a whole lot. I am house sitting for my brother right now. So if there are dog noises or an oddly inserted story about a dog, maybe right now. He has been laying in one spot all fucking day, except for the one time where he like tried to get up but couldn't get up because his legs don't work, and he slipped, and then it scared him and he pooped.
Oh, what?
And then fell upon it.
Oh my god,
it was the whole situation. I think he was getting up because he had to poop, and then he slipped, and then he like stress pooped.
Master of editing.
That's it's because there's a dog here. His name's Brock. He's a very old man. He has bad breath.
Nice. I just recently met Brock.
Oh yeah, you did, in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a bit of a handful in his old age. He has a hard time walking, and I don't know. He just, you know, old dogs, it's hard.
Yeah, Uggs is getting there for sure.
Yeah, and I think it kind of sneaks up on you. And then, oh my God, this is so gross. So they also have a cat. And whenever I house it, and I've done it many times, the cat is just like not a problem. I don't have to clean the litter box. They just do that when they get home because her litter box is in the attic, so it doesn't affect anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like give her a scoop of food now and then. I turn on the shower because she likes that. I don't know. She goes in and lets it drip on her head and she licks the floor. She's a weirdo. But
oh, that is weird.
Yeah, but today I hear her make this little like sound, like just the tiniest little like lip smacking sound you've ever heard. And I turn around and I think it was a hairball, but she had just like slowly and silently extracted what looked like a 6-inch turd out of her throat. It was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen.
Yum.
And this was like 20 minutes after the whole dog falling in his poop situation.
Wow. So yum.
I've had a day. Just used a poop scoop bag and picked up the hairball and was like, okay, I guess this is my life now. But it was so weird because like she doesn't like have accidents in the house. She's not like a territorial peer. Like, she's a super chill cat. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
I think that's a normal thing for cats, isn't it? Hairballs?
I've seen hairballs in my life. They're usually a little smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know. The size was, like, really off-putting. I'm in the OBS right now doing a size for you.
Like, okay.
This big around.
Oh, I see.
6 inches long.
Wait, I'm gonna look up so that when we put the videos together,
you can do it
for me again. Oh, yeah,
and then, like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Diameter, oh
yeah,
gnarly. it's good. I like it when we do video because then we say stupid stuff that doesn't impact the audio at all, and it's really great for the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners love it.
Yeah, they do.
So the cat must have been backed up for a while, because when I groom Uggs, like, the hairballs are really small.
Wait.
Like, if you're licking fur for a long time, like, it builds up.
That's what I thought you were talking about, and I didn't like it, and so I wanted you to explain it and have it be something different.
also, mine just goes straight into the trash. Like, I wouldn't leave it out for someone else to pick up. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously. That's rude. It's a very rude cat. Yeah, I think it must have been building up.
I saw a joke about a grooming dogs today on TikTok that was like, you're so mature for your age.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. That's really upsetting and super funny. That's kind of your sweet spot.
Yeah, dog groomer joke. I love that.
Oh, I meant the part where it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But also too. Laugh.
How long are you sitting in your brother's house?
I think mostly it was just last night and today. Jake's brother, Nick, is going to be doing the rest of the time they're gone in Alaska.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we'll come over and hang out and I'll help. And then if Nick's like, I'm tired of cleaning up weird animal byproducts, then I'll come finish up for him. But it's going to be a team effort.
Nice.
But I am planning on sleeping in my own bed tonight.
Hell yeah, I know that feeling.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much about it for me this week.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool, you want to go to the cork bark?
Let's head on over.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh, oh,
oh. Welcome back. We we might have an email actually, but we'll get to that later because I have something more pressing.
Oh, okay.
I would like, if I may, do a dramatic reading of a text dialogue that you and I had yesterday.
Okay. I approve.
We were supposed to record yesterday, but it ended up not working out. Something came up for me. But we agreed that we would do it today. And I said to you, so I started the text with, I got some juicy juicers and I don't want to rush it. And your response was, fab, love a leisurely juicer. So I sent a few laughing emotes and you texted again saying, that's what I call a hand job when Jake is sleepy. A leisurely juicer.
I also forwarded this conversation to Mallory and she was mad at me about it.
What?
She was like, that's so disgusting. I hate it.
That was so bad. And automatically I was like, there is no way. Jake got a hold of her phone. So I said, this is not Jill. And your response was, it me, Jill do HJ. It me, Jill do HJ.
I don't know why it's so much funnier to me when you say it out loud.
you were on one.
Yeah. So
I responded with "You're killing me" with a laughing emoji, and you said, "Just getting you lubed up for tomorrow." What the fuck?
I felt like, I don't know. I felt like you set it up for me somehow, but I guess I was just somewhere else.
I had a good laugh. I was in a parking lot somewhere, and people, I was audibly causing a scene. People were looking at me.
Oh,
that was so funny.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing that with everyone.
Yeah, they needed to know.
I think they did. Yeah, I'm nasty. Didn't you nasty. Know?
You nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any obsessions?
This week, when it has been 95 degrees for 4 days in a row and intends to continue, I am obsessed with air conditioning.
Heck yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we got a window unit last year for those really hot 100 degree days, but that was like maybe 3 days long. And this is going to be a full week of the 90s. And we got another window unit earlier this season that we've got in our bedroom now. And it feels like bougie. And I haven't gotten the electric bill for running the air conditioning for a week straight yet. And I'm not looking forward to that aspect of it. But it's been so nice to like feel safe and comfortable. And I know that like a lot of people don't have that option.
Right.
So, feeling guilty and hashtag blessed.
I got my electric bill the other day for last month, and it was $16.
That is not what it's like in my house. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was during the time that I was house sitting.
Oh, shit. So the lights were off then.
Yeah, everything was off. I've been so you said something really funny that cracked me up last episode, where I just got my graphics card, and you said something. I was like, you know, I'm kind of thinking about building a dual, like another PC to just handle the streaming. And you were like, well, it's in your head, so it'll probably happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Turns out, maybe 48 hours later, I built a second PC, which I've been obsessed with. It took me a very long time to like troubleshoot everything. But the really cool part is I was browsing, you know, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, trying to find the parts that I needed. And there was this guy who was selling a case, and I talked him down on the price, and I was just about to go pick it up. And he was like, I have all these other things too that I'm trying to part out. And I was like, oh, that's great, because I need a few of those. So I asked him about the CPU, which is like, it was hard for him to get to. So he basically just threw out a number. I think he was like, I'll just give you everything for $120.
Mm.
And so I took all of the parts and took them home, and it was everything that I needed.
For $120?
For $120, yeah.
That's amazing.
I ended up like, it spent me like 48 hours trying to troubleshoot the thing, because I was really having trouble with like the display port on the new PC, but I figured it out and I barely spent anything. What did I buy? I bought a new light. Excuse me. A new light for my a key light for my camera for my streaming setup, which was like $30 from Lord Bezos. Mm-hmm. But I think like overall I spent maybe $200 on my second PC.
That's a crazy good deal.
Yeah, and everything is running so good.
And you built it yourself.
I built it myself. I'm so and like proud. The graphics card is awesome. I'm playing games at like super high quality. I'm streaming without it affecting any of my gameplay. It's everything that I would want it's anything that anyone would want in a streaming setup. I just need to start streaming.
I look forward to it.
I feel like someone that buys Salomon shoes and you know, like hiking backpacks and pants and like all the gear that they need, but they never leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that like REI sleeping pad and
yeah.
That's just in the attic.
I've got all this power.
Mm-hmm.
That's just just not really being used. but it was fun to build.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth it. You built a computer. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I will. And then now with this new graphics card, my computer can handle like AAA games with the most highest like graphics settings. And you know what I've been playing?
What?
Fucking computer pinball.
It's like a real my mom playing Pinnacle on her phone vibe.
I gotta tell you, Minesweeper looks incredible on this on this PC. The graphics are popping.
Do you remember that skiing game on the old Windows
PC?
Oh
yeah, where it follows the mouse.
Yeah, you like, wait, what? Oh yeah,
wait, it follows the mouse.
Yeah. And you have to, it's like a slalom and you have to try to go between the flags, and it doesn't matter how well you do, eventually the bear will always eat you.
I think it's an abominable snowman.
Oh.
I think it's a scary snowman.
Okay, maybe. Like a Yeti or something.
Because it was scary. A bear wouldn't scare me.
Why?
But I remember
like
it would come on the screen and I'd be like, ah, what the fuck? Here it comes. I don't think there's any getting away from it.
No, I don't think so either. And it always scared me too. And you might be right about what it is, but just like for the record, bears are real and they are scary.
Bears are not real.
Okay, agree to disagree.
But yeah, so Will, who, if you remember, I played a bunch of pinball with when I was in Bremerton, mm-hmm. kind of like challenged me.
Ooh, to a duel?
To like, he bought all of the virtual games that I have on computer.
On computer, sure.
On I know computer. He like bought all the same pinball machines that I had and then sent me a text that was like, I beat all your high scores. And I'm like, oh, okay, motherfucker.
So he sucked you in.
He did, but I got the pleasure of sending him a text message the other day that said, you have no high scores. And like, he might not for a while, unless he spends a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I'm really into the seed I planted in Will, and he's like super into pinball now, which I think is fucking fantastic.
That's really fun.
Yeah, he's also gonna have my baby because of the seed I planted.
You should let him know. It'd be a weird surprise.
You have any FAP checks?
The only thing I wrote down is that. Last episode when I was doing the FAP check and I said that we were very factual, it was a missed opportunity and I should have said faptual.
Faptual, yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
We're just spitting facts left and right these days, except for all that stuff about how you do or don't catch a cold.
Yeah, and how bears don't exist.
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So something I've been putting inside me is... thanks to you.
Okay.
And I've been putting a lot of them inside me, and it's scrimps.
Mm.
Yeah. So when we were in town, you bought a shrimp cocktail from Costco.
Yes.
And we fucked it up. We fucked up them scrimps.
You and Jake mostly.
Yeah. I love me some scrimps. I ended up buying some scrimps last time I was at Costco, and it's a lot.
A lot of scrimps.
Yeah.
Very many.
Like, it didn't feel like a lot when you bought them, I guess because two people were eating them.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I can eat a lot of scrimps,
mm-hmm.
but I have to stop because my throat gets a little itchy.
That's not great.
But what I was noticing is, like, I don't think I can eat these fast enough for them to not go bad.
Oh, no.
So I had to start, like, thinking of different ways to... prepare them. So I put some in a salad.
Ooh.
Like I was doing that like sesame dressing chicken salad. I added scrimps instead. Oh, so good. And then when there's only like a dozen left, I put some butter in a pan and some lemon juice and like fried them up. And that was so good.
Well, that's great. You figured it out.
Yeah. So now I can go to Costco once a week and spend $20 on scrimps and chicken.
You're fucking set for protein.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm really excited about that. I love me some scrimps. And I didn't go to Costco the other day. I went to Lucky's, the regular grocery store, and I bought some raw shrimp on a skewer, like in the butcher. And there was like eight on a skewer, and it was only $1.60.
Oh, that seems really cheap.
Yeah, right? Like, what's wrong with these scrimps?
Yeah, that makes me makes me concerned.
But I had to cook them.
Yeah.
Instead of them being pre-cooked. And then I put some yakisoba noodles on there and some kale and carrots. And I fucked that shit up so hard.
You're like a real cooker.
Yeah. And then I put some lime on top.
That sounds so good.
That was bomb.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. You should stop telling me about your food. It sounds really good.
What should be putting inside you, girl?
Well, so Megan and I send each other Marco Polos most days, and we talk a lot about what we get at Starbucks. And she and I both like the chocolate cream cold brew, and we know that you don't, and that's okay. And she told me.
Oh, what was the results of our poll? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I don't know. I think probably just you and me did it, right?
Yeah, it was like 50%. Yes, that's good. 50%. No, that's bad. Wait, there were better options. What were they?
Something hilarious. I'm very funny, but I have a terrible memory.
You fart and no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, the choices were heckin' yes, fart and no, or dangin', I never tried it.
Dangin'.
So actually it's 40% fart and no, 40% I never tried it, and only 20% yes.
Yeah. See, it's not good.
Okay. That's fine. You don't have to like it. I'm not offended. But Megan told me to try the, it's too many words, the toasted vanilla oat milk shaken espresso. Mm-hmm. And she said that the toasted vanilla has like little marshmallow vibes. And she said the oat milk's like creamier than you think it's going to be. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And let me tell you, I did not fucking like it. I took a drink and was like, and I was like, nope, just keep drinking it. It's going to get better. And it just got worse. And I think I hated everything about it.
Wow.
And then the other day I went back and I got a different shaken espresso because the toasted oat milk one has blonde espresso, which I think I also don't like. So I tried like a normal shaken espresso that I've gotten before. And I got some mocha in it. And normally I would do white mocha as the other syrup. And this time I got toasted vanilla because I just like, she really sold me on that marshmallow vibe. And it tasted like shit. So I think the problem is this vanilla syrup is just not doing it for me.
I think the problem is Megan.
Aw, she's the best.
I love mom.
Yeah, she was like, I'm so sorry you didn't like that drink. And I was like, it literally doesn't matter. But now I know, you know?
Yeah.
If I had never tried it, I would never know that I never want it again. So I've been mostly putting things inside me that I don't like. But last night, we made these like, well, Jake made these really tasty little yellow potatoes with like paprika and whatever makes them delicious. And we had them, we put them in the air fryer. And then we tried these new fake chicken products that are like, do you remember chicken kickers from Domino's?
Yeah.
It's like chicken kickers, but with fake meat in the middle. And like, those can always go either way. And these were surprisingly fucking good.
Hell yeah. Good find. Those chicken kickers are bomb.
Yeah, they're so good. I miss those. I mean, I know they still do boneless wings, but it's not the same. They don't have like the spicy in the breading like they used to.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my mouth is watering. I used to eat so many fucking chicken kickers when I worked at Domino's.
Right at the freezer, right?
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. Too good. Yeah, so anyway, some good, some bad, lots of stuff inside me.
I ordered an Impossible Whopper.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
They had this Southwest something with Impossible meat.
Oh, did you do the bacon one?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I saw that it was an Impossible burger with bacon on it.
Which
and I
is
was like,
stupid.
That was the giggles part.
Yeah.
So I ordered it. And when they gave it to me, it was a real patty. And so I had to go back and complain to get my Impossible Me.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
Can you believe that?
They're probably like, why would you order this? There's bacon on it.
And then I took a few bites and it was fucking terrible. So I ate the regular one and it was so good.
You know, I love an Impossible Burger when we make them at home. And I like an Impossible Whopper, but they're never hot. I've never had a hot one ever. So, yeah. Like, they could be a lot better if they tried even a little bit, I think. But I recommend the Impossible Burger if you're willing to make them yourselves. Also, Fritz in Bremerton deep fries their burgers. Ooh. And they have a Beyond Burger on their menu. And fucking deep fried burgers is good.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah. Sorry about your Whopper. I'm glad you had the backup.
Yeah, right? Thank God for that. So take you over to the queer corner for a second. Since this podcast is not about us.
No, never about us.
I wanted to say that in the new Baymax animated series, they feature a trans man buying tampons.
Oh.
And in the new Jurassic Park animated series, there is a lesbian kiss.
All right.
But on to the juicy stuff.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about me for a second.
Okay.
So I've kind of been seeing someone.
Ooh.
We've been dating, going on dates, okay. And like kissing and stuff.
On the mouths?
On the mouths.
Wow.
She's pretty great. But I've been experiencing things that I've never experienced before because I've never really dated a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And man, there's so many parts to this. But right off the bat, like, I'm getting misgendered so often when I'm with her.
By other people?
Yeah. Because she's very femme.
Uh-huh.
And people just, in their heads, think that I am the man when we're together. And it really sucks.
That does suck.
And it's really embarrassing when it happens in front of her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not, I'm sure she doesn't, it shouldn't embarrass you. It should embarrass the people doing it, right?
Oh, it definitely embarrasses me.
I know, but she doesn't think anything less of you for that.
No, yeah. No.
Okay.
No, but it's kind of, it's made me, I don't know if it's made me stronger, but it has been very hard. And maybe it's helping me sort of come to terms with, like, not passing, you know, like knowing that I can be hot, or have some, like, I can be very attractive and not pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I spend a lot of time thinking about passing when I really shouldn't, because I don't really need to pass to be hot and desirable.
Yeah.
But it's hard to keep thinking that way.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but like, I've stopped doing my voice training.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't want to have to do that anymore.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to either.
But I'm also getting like really tired of like performing femininity for people that are still not gonna be convinced or whatever.
Right. Like, you don't have anything to prove to them.
Right.
That's a really interesting way to put it, performing femininity. Like, of course, anyone who's transitioning, like, should do it however it feels best to them. And everyone's goals, I feel like, are a little bit different. But I think that's kind of, I don't know, I think that's a really powerful realization. Like, you've been performing your whole life. Right. And you don't have to anymore. So you should just do what feels authentic.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's hard for me to keep thinking that way.
Yeah.
But like, just in the last few days, I've just been like, fuck it. I'm not going to work on my voice. I'm just going to use my normal voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like so many things that I try to do that I just don't need to do because I can be hot. But the thing is, people are going to misgender me all the time. And I don't know that I can handle that all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
So there's this other thing that happens. Like, we went to the movies and she really likes holding my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't feel right to me.
Because
I hold the arm. But it's stupid.
Can you take turns?
Yeah, and we did.
Okay.
but it was just something that no one's ever held my arm. I've never dated a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and no one holds my arm.
Yeah.
But it was just like a weird thing to experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is this stuff that you're like, I know it's pretty early, but are you able to like talk to her about these types of things?
I'd mentioned, yeah, we've talked a little bit about it, but I don't know. She's also, I'm just so unsure about her because she's very young.
Oh, how young?
She's 23.
Oh my.
I know. Well, to be fair, I thought that she was like 27, mm-hmm. and she thought that I was like 27.
Right. That makes
sense.
So
we really thought we were in the same age bracket, but
you're just lucky and no, everybody's over 18 because you're both bad guessers.
I don't know. The last 2 days have been weird because I don't know for certain that I'm really into her.
Okay.
I'm starting to realize. And I think that I was into the attention that I was receiving. Mm-hmm. But like the more I learn about her, the more I'm learning that this probably isn't a good fit for both of us. She's very disconnected. She's not on social media. She doesn't text very well. And I know that sounds terrible, but like those things are important to me.
Yeah, I think that maybe you could get through with someone who's not on social media, but a bad texter, when that's like your primary form of communication, that's really hard.
It really is. And yeah. I don't feel like that is unfair for me to expect a text back because I'll ask a question and I won't hear back for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Drive me crazy.
It really does drive me nuts. And maybe I'm someone that I definitely am someone that spends too much time on their phone and yeah. I will text people right away when they text me. And maybe I have some unreal expectations of when someone should text me back, but this is beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Also, she's not into like pop culture.
What does she do?
She likes to read
books,
manuals.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, that's. I wish I liked to read.
Yeah.
I get it. Reading's great. What else?
So here's the other thing. Like, we went to go see a movie. We went and saw Nope, which I'll talk about later.
Okay.
And she had never heard of it. And while we were there, before we got there, she was like, yeah, I usually just like skip the ads. I try to get there like 15 minutes late so I don't see the ads. And I'm like, ads? Are you talking about the trailers?
She means trailers. So
yeah,
shit.
Are you talking about the trailers? And she's like, yeah, I don't want anyone trying to sell me anything. And I was like, don't you want to know? Don't you want to know like about what movies you might be interested in? And she's like, no, I want to go into a movie not knowing anything.
I do kind of get the appeal of watching a movie with like no expectations about it. But to like never watch trailers to the point that you call them the wrong thing. I don't know. That's a little much.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. And I know that you're kind of a trailer fiend.
I really am.
Yeah. You like the hype, the anticipation.
Hell yeah. And there's an art to the trailers.
True. That is very true.
They're really good ads. I don't know. So like as time goes by, I'm starting to like think to myself, am I really into her? Because I might not be.
You give it a little more time, feel it out a little bit. But that does happen. I've definitely found myself in situations with people where I'm like, huh.
I went, so I, here? I, because I had been, I'm a texter. And so I realized that all of our conversations via text, I initiate. So the other day I was just like, I'm just not going to text and see if she texts me. And she never did. And I remember like not being a big fan of that. And then the next morning I slept in, I woke up. Well, okay. I had a dream about her, which already I'm mad about that because she does not hold that much weight in my life.
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
I remember like 3 or 4 dreams a year and she can't be taken up like that dream real estate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to do that. Someone that doesn't text me back doesn't get to take up fucking space in my subconscious. I'm trying to have like cool dreams.
Yeah.
And so I woke up like in a bad mood because I'm like, what is she doing in there? And then my fucking upstairs neighbor is playing fetch with her dog. And it's like not even 9 o'clock because my alarm hasn't gone off yet. So and I'm like, what the I was in such a fucking terrible mood. I finally got out of bed and it was 10:30.
Oh, was this on one of your sick days?
It was just the other day, and I was super late for work.
Oh, no. What a bad start to the day.
Yeah, and I've been in a fucking grumpy mood ever since then, because yesterday was the day after, and I still haven't heard. I have not gotten a text from her for 2+ days.
Let me tell you a brief story about the time I dated a guy in Alaska and then decided I was putting in more effort than he was, and so I stopped texting him. And then we never spoke again.
Yeah.
And then several months later, one of our mutual friends asked him, like, what happened with you and Jill? And he was like, oh, I don't know. Just sort of fell out of touch. And I was like, is that what happened? Did we fall out of touch? Or had I been the only person initiating our conversations for several months?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel that.
Yep. So it's, you know, it's an experiment to stop texting. If you're over it, if you're prepared to be over it, I think that's a good call. If you want to get to know her a little better, see if she's got enough qualities that appeal to you.
I want to be able to have fun with her,
yeah,
and not become emotionally attached, but like hobbies and things, I hyperfixate also on people.
Totally.
And I don't know that I can disconnect that, because I haven't had a lot of partners. I haven't had a lot of people show me affection, mm-hmm, or attention. So it's hard for me to just be like,
to like arm's length it emotionally.
Disconnected, but be able to just like have, yeah, exactly. But the plot thickens.
Oh God, okay, I'm ready.
We're staying together. Mm. We have a hotel room together at the pinball thing.
Shit. Okay.
So I texted her today and I said, I'm very excited for tomorrow. I'll pick you up at 9. Also the room was this much, like, here's my Venmo. And she Venmo'd me, but never texted me back.
Hey, at least she's good for her half, you know?
Yeah, but what the fuck?
Why not be like, yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah, it sounds like a communication issue. Like,
yeah, she's a terrible communicator.
Yeah, no, I definitely do mean on her part, but specifically the texting situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people just are bad. They're just bad, and I don't think there's any fixing them.
I said something really cute to her the other day before I was supposed to pick her up. Oh, so when we went on the movie date, we were both feeling a little sick, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm down to mask up. Like, it'll be really difficult for me not to kiss you, but I at least like to spend some time with you. Mm-hmm. And I sent her that in the morning and didn't hear back from her all day until I picked her up to go to the movie. And she got into the truck. And the first thing that she said was, I'm sorry I didn't text you back. I was just super flustered and I didn't know what to say. And like, I kept typing stuff and deleting it. And I'm like, okay, you're fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I can deal with awkward.
Yeah, just say an awkward thing.
Yeah, I can deal with awkward. And my friend Leah, they were like, you know, Jackie, like, you're much older, you're successful, you're hot, you're good at pinball. Like, she's really into you.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I was like, yeah, that's true. That is the case. So, of course, she's going to be awkward. Like, if we're hanging out, she kind of squirms. Like, if I stare at her, like, she gets uncomfortable. Like, I feel like she's just an awkward person.
Yeah.
Who like gets uncomfortable, and because of that she tends to drink when we're together quite a bit. Which is like a young thing to do. That was me when I was, how old is she, 23?
It's that liquid courage, baby.
Right.
Yeah, been there.
I can deal with awkward, but you gotta text me back or else I'm not gonna be into you.
Totally.
That's fair, right?
I think that's fair. I gotta tell you, I'm even more excited to hear about the weekend now that I know this part of it. So many ways it could go.
I wasn't even sure if she was still gonna come with me until I got the Venmo.
Yeah, I knew she was coming. She's a bad texter. She doesn't seem like she's a like flake out on plans type of person so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm it's hard for me not to get impatient and annoyed.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'd probably be feeling the same way.
So that's been your queer corner.
I forgot it was a segment. That's funny. Thank you for that queer corner. We love the extra personal double Q's.
Yeah, my pleasure. I need to talk about that.
Yes.
It's living in this cavity that is my skull and just eating away at me. So we did go see Nope, which is the new Jordan Peele movie. I loved Get Out. I loved Us. Nope. I feel like now that Jordan Peele has a diehard audience, mm-hmm. he's doing more weird experimental type stuff that he knows people are going to come watch.
Okay.
And I feel like Nope went a little over my head with the symbolism and the themes. Surface level, still a great movie. But I need to do like a deep dive on some of the metaphors that I just did not get. Not smart enough.
I haven't seen a trailer or anything for that. I never saw Get Out. An ad,
you mean?
An ad. I never saw an ad for that. I'm not sure that I've seen any Jordan Peele movies. I feel like I should, but like Get Out is scary and I'm a baby.
Yeah.
And then was there another one?
Yeah, Us.
Us. I don't know anything about that.
That was scary. I think of the three, you could probably handle Nope.
Okay. Is it also scary but less so, or is it a different vibe?
It's an alien vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably handle an alien.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I will put that on our to-see list. Although, we're not going to go to the theater, so can you wait? Can you wait for me to talk about it until it comes to streaming?
Oh, that's the extent of what I have to say about it.
Oh, okay, great.
I give it 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. What'd you see?
Worth a watch. So I was watching, I don't think I've watched any movies, but we've been watching an assload of TV. So that's normal. But season 3 of Umbrella Academy, which should get maybe a little queer corner shout out because they have...
Spencer.
What?
The Spencer guy, the trans guy?
Elliot Page?
Elliot. That's the trans guy name I was trying to think of.
So not even close. Yeah, Elliot Page is in that show. And so there's like a very brief transition story for his character. And I think they handled it really nicely. And even though the family is like very dysfunctional, everyone was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to be pissed at you about all kinds of stuff, but I'm going to respect your gender identity.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was nice. And the show is very weird, and we got super into it. It's like time travel-y and sci-fi-y and magical powers and stuff.
I think I saw most of the first season and couldn't get into it.
I think it took us a couple episodes, but that's fair. I think it was worth a watch once we committed. So we finished that up. And then we've been watching Alone. We went back and watched season 3.
I love that show.
So good. We watched so much Alone when you and I were spending our Airbnb bedtime together during your recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And season 8 is on like Netflix and Hulu right now. And we haven't watched that yet. So we're planning on watching that with Nick this week while we house sit.
Very I watched excited. That on my flight to you.
Oh, really? Season 8?
Yeah. Yeah, just like 2 episodes.
Okay. I was going to say, no spoilers.
Nah. Oh, I will spoil this. They're all by themselves to start. and then they have to see how long they can go. Sorry. Okay. I had to tell you that part at least.
Okay. I guess it's fine. Just this once. I had this funny thing happen the other day where I was watching some HGTV show and it autoplayed, like I got caught up on it and it autoplayed a different show. And the show is called Lil Jon Wants to Do What? And it is both the best and the worst thing I have ever seen.
I mean, it explains itself.
It does, doesn't it?
What is this on Netflix?
It is on Discovery Plus. It is an HGTV show.
What?
It is a home renovation show where Lil Jon comes in and is like, give me $50,000. I'm going to make a club in your basement.
I'm going to make this automobile grill into your new kitchen table.
Yeah. Yeah, shit like that. It is something else. And it's like, it feels so produced and like scripted and forced. And yet I find Lil Jon mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And they do so much of that. And he is so into it when these white people are like, what? He fucking sets them up and he loves it.
He's just excited to be back on TV.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Oh my gosh, it is a delight. I recommend.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then the last thing I have is not a show or a movie, but a video game. Jake has been playing Stray.
Oh yeah.
Which is where you get to be a kitty cat in like a post-apocalyptic world.
You like it?
Around. Yeah, actually he finished it yesterday. And no spoilers, we were both a little bit dismayed by the ending, but the actual gameplay and the story along the way and like the little puzzles you solve and the robots you meet and all of that stuff, we really enjoyed it. And I'm not usually one to like sit and watch someone play a video game from beginning to end, but I thought the story was compelling and the art was really cool.
Yeah, the game looks really rad.
Yeah, I think it's worth a play.
I can't do cats, but I think when the sequel comes out and it's a dog, yeah, I'll be totally into it. Maybe listen, there's a mod.
You can just put a dog skin over the cat.
Someone's working on that right now.
Yeah, where's my dog skin? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not a cat person either, but like, you get past that. The cat's the least interesting part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five out of seven mayonnaises for cat game.
Fuck yeah, mayonnaises. I got a quick little game for you.
Ooh, how exciting.
So I wanted to do this game last time when it was closer to Independence Day, but shout out to my Twitch and Discord community. They helped me come up with some fake fireworks.
Okay.
And I compiled a list of real but weird fireworks. So I'm going to name two and you tell me which one's real and which one's fake.
Okay, and in each one is real and one is fake?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
So shout out to Nardo, Dakota, Frey, Alex. Thank you for the fake fireworks.
Okay, real quick. This is a 2 points or 0 points situation, or is it just 1 point if I get it right?
1 point if you get it right.
Okay, right.
Okay, so there's eight.
Okay.
The first one is big blue balls.
Okay.
Or red hot balls. Which one's real?
Stop. Red hot balls is real.
Incorrect. Big blue balls is real.
No fucking way.
Okay, so here's the next one. Screaming night fire or American intensity?
American intensity is real.
That is correct.
Yeah.
American intensity.
That's so bizarre.
All right, here's number three. Size matters or double D's?
Oh, those seem equally likely to be real to me. I'm going to say double D's is real.
Incorrect. Size matters is the correct firework.
Okay.
Bite your tushy or doggy nightmare? Bite your tushy is real, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine the fireworks industry acknowledging the torture that they perform upon dogs.
That was mine. I made that one up.
It's very cute. I liked it.
All right. tent pitcher or the ultimate man card.
Stop, really? the ultimate man card is real.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Very nice.
Okay.
Shotgun wedding or psycho ex-girlfriend?
Shotgun wedding.
Incorrect. Psycho ex-girlfriend is a real firework.
Wow.
Two more.
Okay.
Shell shocker or forced entry?
I'm going to say forced entry because it seems really unreasonable.
Yep, that's correct.
That's real?
That's real, yeah. Okay. And the last one, golden shower fountain or old glory hole?
Golden shower fountain.
That is correct.
Yes, I got more than half. I win.
Yeah, I think you got
right?
Five out of eight. I think I got five.
Yeah.
Yeah. You win. Golden shower fountain. Can you believe that?
That is ridiculous. About halfway through, I was like, you got to pick the one that sounds crazier.
That's true. Yeah. it's harder to come up with crazier ones than the real ones.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that you and your chat did an amazing job. So
thank you very much. And thanks to the chat. Yeah. You want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. I'm very hungry.
Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Cork Bork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
So for the first time in 2.5 months, Uggs and I have the apartment to ourselves.
Oh, no other doggos.
No other doggos and no other doggos for a while. Nice. So we have just been like crazy masturbating everywhere. In separate rooms.
Obviously. God. That's so gross.
I love you.
I love you too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter, at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram, at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
I am smart at knowing stuff.